Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.1, Responsive Web Design Principles. This lesson is part of Module 3, Applied Techniques, Best Practices in Software Development in the Software Engineering for Developers in FinTech course. In this lesson, we'll explore the importance of responsive design, techniques for creating responsive layouts, and tools for testing responsiveness. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to design and implement responsive web applications that provide an optimal user experience across various devices. Main content: importance of responsive design. Responsive web design is essential in today's digital landscape, especially in the finance and fintech industries. With users accessing websites from various devices like smartphones, tablets, and desktops, it is crucial to provide a consistent experience regardless of screen size. A responsive design ensures that your web application adapts seamlessly to different resolutions and orientations. In finance, where users may need to check their accounts or perform transactions on the go, a responsive design enhances usability and accessibility. A well-designed responsive site can lead to increased customer satisfaction, reduced bounce rates, and ultimately, higher conversion rates. Moreover, search engines like Google prioritize mobile-friendly websites, making responsive design a key factor in search engine optimization, SEO. By investing in responsive design, you not only improve the user experience but also enhance your site's visibility online. Techniques for creating responsive layouts. Creating responsive layouts involves employing various techniques to ensure that your application adjusts to different screen sizes. Here are some common strategies. Fluid grids. Instead of using fixed pixel dimensions, adopt a fluid grid system that uses percentages to define the width of elements. This approach allows your layout to scale proportionally based on the screen size. For example, instead of setting a div to a fixed width of 600 pixels, you could set it to 50% of the container's width. Media queries. Media queries are a CSS technique that allows you to apply different styles based on the device's characteristics, such as screen width or resolution. For instance, you can have a specific style for screens larger than 768 pixels and a different style for smaller screens. This adaptability is crucial for tailoring your design to meet the needs of users on various devices. Flexible images. Images can often disrupt responsive designs if not handled correctly. Using CSS properties like ensures that images scale down to fit their containers without exceeding their boundaries. This technique keeps your layout intact and prevents images from breaking your design on smaller screens. Viewport meta tag. Including the viewport meta tag in your HTML is vital for responsive design. It instructs browsers on how to adjust the page's dimensions and scaling to fit the device's screen. A common example is: this tag ensures that your layout appears correctly on mobile devices. Tools for testing responsiveness. Testing responsiveness is crucial to ensure that your web application performs well across different devices and screen sizes. Here are some effective tools you can use. Browser developer tools. Most modern browsers, like Chrome and Firefox, come equipped with built-in developer tools that allow you to simulate various screen sizes. You can access these tools by right-clicking on a web page and selecting Inspect. From there, you can toggle device toolbars to view how your design looks on different devices. Responsive Design Checker. Online tools such as Responsinator or BrowserStack enable you to test your website's responsiveness without needing physical devices. You can input your website's URL, and these tools will display how it looks on different devices and screen sizes. Lighthouse. Google's Lighthouse is a powerful tool that audits your web application for performance, accessibility, and SEO. It provides insights on how to improve your site's responsiveness and can be accessed through Chrome's developer tools. Using these tools, you can ensure that your web application meets user expectations and performs effectively across various platforms. Conclusion. In this lesson, we explored the importance of responsive design in the finance and fintech industries, discussed key techniques for creating responsive layouts, and highlighted essential tools for testing responsiveness. By mastering these principles, you will be equipped to design and implement web applications that deliver an optimal user experience across all devices. As you move forward, consider how responsive design can enhance your projects and contribute to your career advancement in the tech field. Reflection questions: how does responsive design impact user experience in the finance sector? In what ways can you implement fluid grids and media queries in your next web project? What tools have you found most useful for testing the responsiveness of your web applications?